This is Earth and Sky. As ocean currents move water around the globe, they also move heat and moisture.
That's why changes in major currents can mean droughts, floods, or extremes of heat and cold in various places on Earth. This link between ocean currents and Earth's weather has become clear with the El Niño in the Pacific, for example.
But the ocean current-climate relationship is complicated. Exactly when, where, how, and how much ocean currents influence Earth's atmosphere, and vice versa, still isn't well understood. Terrence Joyce of Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution studies ocean currents.
One of the problems that we have is our record is so short, and currents themselves have a lot of variation over the course of a year, or over the course of 5 to 10 years.
Joyce said nowadays Earth-orbiting satellites track water speed and measure sea surface temperatures as ocean currents move around the planet. But these satellites have only been looking for about a dozen years.
We know, for example, that there's been a lot more wind in the southern hemisphere, and the Antarctic Circumpolar Current, which zips around the southern hemisphere, has been speeding up. But is this due to global warming? Best I can say to you is, ask me in 10 years and I'll be able to answer.
Thanks today to NASA. Explore, discover, understand. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.